we go now.
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Creepo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Creepo.
And we'd get like one of those hockey straps, and we'd hockey strap the washing basket to the...
What strap?
Oh, it's a jockey strap. What are they called?
Hockey strap.
An hockey strap.
This is The Novos.
New FM. What makes the
world go. Yeah, welcome to Monday. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are we?
Feeling great.
Another week. Me too. I went to the beach for hours yesterday.
Really?
Do I look like I have?
Yeah,
which one?
1 mile. I'll tell you what, that's the beach that just never disappoints. It's just beautiful every single time.
Aww.
So
that's lovely.
Good.
That's sweet.
Jade was jealous. She goes, who did you go there with?
I did. No, I wasn't jealous.
It's our beach. Because apparently I'm not allowed to go to the beach with anybody else.
No, because I said to Maddie the other day, I said, oh, we should go to the beach together before the end of summer.
Yeah.
But obviously someone else got the call.
Instead, where did you go yesterday, Jade?
I went to Morpeth.
Oh, something different. I mean, the same.
Jade, how was... Before we do this, Creepo, was your weekend?
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, lovely, yeah.
It was very relaxing.
Good. Yeah, it was actually. Did some gardening yesterday, that sort of stuff.
Stayed local.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Great. Jade said she got me a present out at Morpeth yesterday.
Oh, did you get Maddie a present? Isn't that nice?
I did get him a present.
Do you want to gift it to me now?
Do you deserve it?
Yeah.
Do you deserve it?
Okay, so when I was out there, a little bit of background information on Maddie. So whenever he goes on holidays, he'll be, like, the very first day he'll get his way to the airport, and the very first thing Maddie does on holidays is buys himself a little jute bracelet, like one of those woven bracelets made out
of... like the basic bitch holiday bracelets.
Right.
Oh, I've been to a temple in Thailand.
Exactly. He loves them. But the thing is, when I was out there yesterday, I went to the crystal shop and they had friendship bracelets. So I got Maddie... And a little matching...
Isn't that cute?
Friendship Jade.
Bracelet.
I can't wear that,
and it has colourful...
I'm sorry, I can't
you
wear
can,
that.
You can, because...
It's the most feminine thing I've ever laid my eyes on.
Yeah, like, but you're gay, and the colours of the...
I'm gay?
Yeah, no, the colours of the LGBTY...
Not my vibe,
...community.
Doll. Thank you, though.
It's one of those ones.
Do you know what? It looks like...
What do you mean?
It looks like a costume dress-up for a five-year-old.
No, it doesn't. They're little cute friendship bracelets.
Oh,
it's
thanks,
bejeweled.
I'll keep it in my top drawer.
But forgive me, I can never name the full...
Doesn't fit around my wrist.
Another small issue.
All right, guys. Lads versus Lasses up next. On offer today, we have a family pass to the show for the winner happening this weekend.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Lads
versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yes, this is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. We still need a lass this morning on 131009. On offer for the winner, we have a family pass to the show this weekend, guys. We have 1,000 tickets to give away.
So
it continues this week, Jay.
I can't believe the lads are on 17 and us gals, we're only on 12. What's going on, ladies? We can do
like
this.
Like I said
we
last week,
let
Jade,
the men win.
You're not really inspiring the women to call up, it seems.
No,
so, you know, you've got to...
Last year you won.
I know Crevo's questions are intimidating, but you can do it.
A lot of them are like true and false and stuff.
All right, so we're going to our first contestant. It is Nick Delaney from Rutherford. He's a miner. His biggest fear is spiders. He has eaten a Carolina Reaper chili before, but would never do it again. Hey, Nick.
Good morning, all.
Hey.
Good morning. I actually have a Carolina Reaper chili at home, and I promised Crevo one, but I lost it. I don't know where I dropped it. So
she actually threatens to put it in her husband's food if he misbehaves.
You better not be naughty, Ben.
So for those who don't know, the Carolina Reaper chili is the hottest chili in the world, and you said you'd never do it again. Did you regret giving it a taste?
I regret giving it a taste, yes. I think that chili you've lost is better off staying lost.
Hey, Nick, did it hurt more going in or coming out?
Oh, mate. Yeah.
Both, okay.
The answer to that is yes.
Went in places that never appeared before, trust me.
That's awesome. All right, let's go to your first question this morning for the lads. According to reports, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have an upcoming bombshell interview with which famous US talk show host? Is it A, Oprah, B, Ellen, or C, Kelly Clarkson, who has a show as well?
I'll say Kelly Clarkson.
Oh,
incorrect.
No. It was Oprah.
All right, question number two, Jade.
Which singer's dogs were stolen on a walk last week?
Say that again, sorry.
So, which famous singer's dogs were stolen on a walk last week?
Big news, Nick.
Yeah, no.
Don't make him feel bad. That's
Lady
right.
Lady Gaga's dogs. They were returned, though, Jay.
They were. I saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Okay, the company Tresemme makes what?
Tresemme?
Yeah, Tresemme.
Makeup.
No, but no, you're in the right region, hair care.
That's all right. People have won on no points before, so just hold the line.
All the time. All right, it's time to meet Elizabeth. She's from Singleton, considers herself a bit of an introvert, and if she was a superhero, her superpower would be the ability to change people to make them good. I love that. Aww. How awesome.
Aww.
How you doing, Elizabeth?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Really good.
And big shout out to you in Singleton. I love Singo.
Yeah, not a bad spot.
Yeah, good part of the world. All right, let's get into your questions. Number one for you. Mullet Fest was held in which local town over the weekend?
Curry, Curry.
You win.
Woohoo!
Straight in there.
Yes!
Family pass to the show. All yours.
Awesome.
How easy was that? Good job. Enjoy, of course, the show happening this weekend, March 5th through 7th. So much happening there, guys. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. The Demolition
tickets.
Derby. Our faces are going to be on a Demolition Derby car getting smashed up. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I know.
That's so cool.
That's really cool.
You won't find a show like this on Netflix. Grab your tickets at newcastleshow.com.au.
But guys, a fun segment after this. I can't believe it, because you're not going to believe these stories. One in particular, a man from Virginia over in the States has actually swum 5.35 miles wearing handcuffs. I don't even know how that's possible, but we're going to delve into it a little bit more after this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
With Jade.
Yay, I love these random stories around the world, because there's so many incredible people out there who just, you know, have a thought and they go, you know what, I want to go for a Guinness World Record, and they do it. And it impresses me. So this man over in Virginia, in the States, he jumped into a YMCA pool while wearing handcuffs, and he swam laps that totaled 8 kilometers to break the Guinness World Record. And he did it. He had to swim 344 laps.
Well, that's not possible.
Well, he did it, though. I don't know how
he did
it.
Must be a lie.
No, it's true. It's in the...
Fake news, Jed.
Are you saying you can't believe it?
Yeah, I guess I am.
So he apparently donned these handcuffs. He did the laps. 32 years of age. I don't know how you can swim that far in handcuffs.
You know what? We should try it.
Doggy paddle? We could. We could get those fake, those plastic toy ones. It would do the same thing.
Just bring in your fluffy, pink,
you have
fluffy
some
ones
at home.
From home.
Oh, I don't have fluffy cuffs.
Oh, yeah, well, you showed them to us.
No.
In our house, which is weird.
But anyway, someone's gone and done it. So that actually seems quite achievable.
So, few questions. Were his hands behind his back or in front?
Well, this is what I want to know, because I haven't gone into the details. So Guinness, the record
books. A lot easier in front.
Well, because the new book hasn't been printed out yet, it hasn't got all the details in it. But that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, like, maybe...
Well, this is a half-cooked story, Jay.
No. Well, I was thinking he's doing, like, a semi-breaststroke stroke. Like,
yeah, they must be in front.
Prevo mentioned.
Mm. I mean, he's knocking on death's door if he's got his hands tied behind his back.
Imagine trying to egg beat 344 laps.
Actually, you know what? If you could swim on your back, then it would be possible.
Oh, yeah. That's true, too.
You know what? Wouldn't be that hard if they were in front.
Yeah.
Because you're sort of, like, scooping more water, so you can just... doggy paddle.
Scoop a lung. In fact, pretty easy. This is not that amazing.
I know it sounds like a bit mean, but I would love to steal it from him because 8 kilometres, that doesn't sound
What's
too
the
bad.
Furthest you've ever swum?
Well, I used to do swimming training when
you
was
did
a kid.
That. When,
oh, look, I don't
when
know.
When you were a semi-professional swimmer.
A lot.
That was one of your careers, wasn't it?
A lot. No, I never wanted to be. I got forced to do it by my parents, but I'm glad.
Well, that was a seamless segue into a classic FM radio stunt, wasn't it?
Yeah. Whoa, let's saying, maybe we could do it.
Let's the record. Do it. Oh, let's go for a record. Ooh. Next thing you know.
You can do it, Jade. I have no interest in doing it.
No, all three of us.
No, no. Nil interest.
I'll come at the end on your last lap. Just tell me roughly what time. I'll be there.
Yeah. Anyway. Well,
I think you should do it.
I think you should.
I reckon I could do it.
I think you could too.
Like you said, on your back.
You're big on the...
Yeah.
are you good on your back? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, 100% I'm good on my back. So, we'll move on to our next story.
Oh, I've got another one.
Oh, there's two.
A sheepdog has sold for $38,000, breaking another Guinness World Record.
Oh, why did you play?
Thanks, producer Jackson.
Don't listen to her when she tells you to play sound effects.
Good job. So, they announced that this border collie named Kim sold for $38,000 at auction, breaking this new record. Apparently, the canine, he wasn't even a pup. So the auction occurred one day before his first birthday, and Dewey Jenkins, the farmer and competitive sheepdog trainer who raised Kim, Dewey, D-E-W-I.
Oh, yeah.
Said that she already had the intelligence of a 3-year-old sheepdog.
You know what? When we did the whole swimming and handcuffs thing like a couple minutes ago, I was like, God, I'm amazed this isn't an animal story. Because usually when Jade wants to do an animal story, she goes, oh, I'm not telling you what it is, guys, just to be able to sneak it through the net.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we are landing yet again on another animal story. And not only that, it also sort of involves a treasure hunt because it's the dog's worth thousands of dollars.
No, but isn't that incredible?
Yeah,
but
good.
Classic Jade gear, love it.
Anyway,
thanks, Jade.
A lot
News
of people
time
can,
up next.
You know, Google old Kim the sheepdog. Good looking.
It's okay. Good looking.
Yeah, it's a handsome pup.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? So, guys, up next we're going to try something a little bit different.
It was a Christmas time, actually.
The end of last year, 2HD, our sister station, they had a singing competition, right?
Mm.
And it was based around Christmas carols, some prize.
Karaoke.
Yeah, that's right, Christmas karaoke.
And you won a ham and a bottle of wine.
Now, Jade rang up as an imposter with a fake name.
My name was Lola.
And actually won the competition and made the ad for the competition.
I've got the promo here, let's roll it.
2HD's Christmas karaoke.
And your chance to win our 2HD Christmas hamper.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Dashing through the snow in the one of soccer fate.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
This is
Have a happy holiday.
Lola, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Sonny, you're great on the radio.
7:15 every morning this week, Christmas karaoke on 2HD.
Okay, that was last time.
Yeah.
Now they have another singing competition.
They love this. Right? Singing competitions.
This one's called Restore Your Outdoor. It's actually $5,000 possibly up for grabs. And Jade, it's time to roll in Trojan Horse number 2.
Yes.
We're going to get you in again. We're going to try and get on. It's like there's a few moving parts here.
It could go wrong.
What's your name today?
So today I'm going to be Judy. So I'm playing a little bit of a younger character. So Lola was about an 80-year-old.
Yeah. You're going down to 75 now.
Judy's going down to about 75.
70, 75.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
All right. So next couple of minutes, we may even interrupt songs, anything's possible here because we have to get Jade through to the other station.
We're doing this all live.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And right now, Jade is entering our sister station 2HD's brand new singing competition.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, so they're trying to give away some outdoor setting or something. Last time, Jade, of course, won the karaoke, which is the Christmas carol version. This time, we're having a crack to see if we can do this. Of course, all live, all on the go. Not sure all how right, it's going
to
go.
Here we go. Let's tune into 2HD.
Your results are available the next day.
So this is Richard and Shannon for breakfast. They've got a $5,000 outdoor package to give away.
It's a pretty sweet competition. We're
it's called Restore
it,
Your Outdoor.
Keep it for ourselves.
So all you've got to do is sing in this competition. Here we go.
All right.
You're live, Jack.
Okay.
Compliments of the Outdoor Furniture Factory.
I'm now duty.
50% off. End of summer sale on now. Here we go. Waters Bay and Rutherford. Restore.
Let him have the credit.
With Richard and Shannon for breakfast on Newcastle's 2HD.
14 to 7.
Good morning, Alan. Well done. You're in the draw.
Oh, hang on. What are thrips, Alan?
They're small insects that eat plants.
Yeah. Correct. And they're little midgy-widgy things, and they're rotten-looking things.
They're buggers, yeah.
All right, Alan. Okay, you're in the draw if you win the $5,000 to restore your ad.
They've already done it.
Thanks for holding, Judy.
Hello! Hi there.
Your answer, please.
The answer? I wanted to sing A Home Among the Gum Trees.
Yes, until Friday.
Oh. Yeah, oh, well, then it's a midgy.
A what?
A midgie.
A what is it?
A midgie. Those nasty little flies that bite your legs, you know. They're sort of like those sand...
Congratulations, you are in your surname.
Oh, it's Peterson.
Sorry, say again?
Judy Peterson.
Peterson. And your suburb?
Walden.
And your phone number?
4965. So 4965-3211.
Thank you for that. You're in the draw.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, darling.
Well, that failed.
Yeah.
Damn.
They stitched us up.
So we have to call on Friday.
I think we'll end it there.
Yeah, oh, that was disappointing. I wanted to sing Home Among the Gum Trees.
Well, give us your rendition, Jack.
Oh, no, it's no point.
Come on.
Now.
You've been practicing.
Oh, I really was. So I was going to say that I was Judy Peterson from the Wall's End Opera Choir.
Sometimes lightning only strikes once, you know.
We should have
go, Jake. Go. 15 seconds.
The gum trees with lots of plum trees. A sheep or two, a kangaroo. A
thank you. We had a whole backstory for that as well.
I know.
She was a member of the Wall's End Amateur Opera.
That's right.
Okay. Coming up next, Jackson. Good morning. How are you today?
Jackson's gone.
No, Jackson's gone.
Okay. Oh, how disappointing.
Well, Jackson, I can't believe what he did last week. Shocking, really. He told us something that he's been doing in Sydney, ripping off businesses left, right and centre for their ice cream.
Jackson.
Oh, I wouldn't call it that. I wouldn't call it ripping people off.
A low-level con.
It's taking advantage of an opportunity.
How many birthdays did you have last week?
Two.
Two.
Yes, yeah. I got two out of them.
Two out of them. Now, this poor Thai restaurant in our new town in Sydney, I'll tell you what he did next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's in a big, kind of happy birthday to Jackson.
It's my birthday, I'ma spend my money.
Jackson, we had to talk about this because you came in here last week like a Cheshire cat with a big grin on your face and you said, you know what, I got free ice cream twice this week. What have you been up to?
Well, so I had a family member come to Sydney, right? So we all went out for dinner to a Thai restaurant that's in Newtown on one of the main streets there, and it was her son's birthday the following week. So she said to that, they come around, they asked, whose birthday is it? And I clued onto the fact that they don't actually ask for identification.
Mm-hmm.
He got a cake, he got some ice cream. So I thought, this is perfect. I'm coming back here, I'm going to do this. Like, so I did. And I did it twice in a row.
So you got yourself free ice cream by pretending it was your birthday.
Yeah, and they come around and they have sparklers and they sing you happy birthday and they clap you, happy birthday.
Yay.
To Jackson.
I'm actually proud of you.
2 days in 1 week as well.
Yeah, what?
Was it not the same people there or anything?
No, I don't think it was, and I think that's why I got away with it, but they honestly didn't ask for ID, and I was going to go back for a third time, but I got a little bit too busy, and I thought, oh, maybe I'll...
Some would say you're stealing, but, you know...
Very few places still offer free birthday ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, I applaud this.
Look, it's been open since the early 2000s, so I just thought, I haven't been going here, so I'll just catch up.
Oh, for the birthday. You've missed. Yeah. Oh, excellent. I love that.
That's it, to be honest, it sounds like something Jade would do.
I know it's sort of dodgy, but at the same time I sort of think, good on you.
I mean, I feel like Jackson's done it twice now and he's done with it. I feel like you would do it all the time, Jade.
No, I wouldn't do it all the time.
It's my birthday.
No, because you get, you know, it's harmless to do a couple of times, but you can't keep the ruse up.
Hey, we're about to go to the news, but 13:10:09. If you've done this around the Hunter, Jade would like to know which restaurants are vulnerable.
Do you know what I do? Why not?
You've got access to rosters for the next fortnight. Jade's down.
Or if you actually know, I love the places. It's still very rare where you find places where they do kids' meals and they offer the free ice cream with the kids' meal, because that's when I like to order it.
That's more Jade's vibe.
Well, this place also does that, Jade.
Kids' meals.
Perfect. You Jade order a kids' meal, you get a free scoop of ice cream.
And it's everyone's birthday.
Yay!
There is a rule around kids' meals. Hey, like, I didn't feel like much from crust pizza the other week and have these tiny little pizzas. And I thought to myself, oh, that's all I feel like.
Yeah.
I couldn't bring myself to order the kids' meal, though.
Oh, you needed me there.
Yeah, I probably did. News time up next. Hey, we've got a brand new newsreader, guys, Maddie. So if you haven't heard this, Hamish will be leaving the show, which we're very sad about. Mm. This big part of the fam here. But we do have a new newsreader, Maddie. Hey, Maddie. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey,
welcome.
Maddie.
Sorry to put you on the spot. This is what we do. Yeah, welcome to the family.
Yeah, so welcome indeed.
I feel very welcome. It's been very lovely.
So 1 hour in, have you realised how crazy we are?
Look, I might have already had an inkling.
You've done your homework then.
No, welcome to the team, and you sound great.
Thank you.
Like, we need Maddie on the show because, you know, the big shoes to fill with Hamish leaving. So,
Very much so.
Like he's a little apprentice, which is great.
I've got to say, though, Maddie, it is nice to have another female in the folds because these boys I have to put up with day in, day out, they get on my nerves sometimes. So it'll be nice to have a female to back me up every now and again.
I'm here. I got your back, Jade.
Yeah, team girls.
Do you know what, Maddie? You sound like you sound great, but you sound much older than you actually are. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, wow. You're very, very well seasoned, I think. You sound great. Well, welcome to the family.
Too.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome. News time is up next with Maddie. We'll do it next to New FM. It's 7:01. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
I'm not going to obviously go and bang my cousin.
Oh. The only thing you said was stopping us because you're happily married. If you got married, you wouldn't have to change your last name.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM.
What makes the world go round?
One of our finest bits there. Hey, guys, up next, massive story breaking the internet over the weekend after a man was not happy after a product he ordered at a Hungry Jack's drive-thru was out of stock. I've got the news report here. This is one of the funniest things I've heard this year thus far. Let's roll the tape.
The aggressive act by the driver would have probably sent smoke into the fast food restaurant. At this stage, it's not known if workers were overcome by the toxic fumes. But it didn't end there. After about 30 seconds, the burnout continued as the vehicle left a trail of black rubber.
This is in the drive-thru section.
Park. The dangerous driving continued onto Park Avenue near three major schools where hundreds of students come and go throughout the day. Parents and students are outraged by the reckless behaviour.
I'd like to see his car taken away, crushed, and his licence taken away.
Police had received other reports of a man doing burnouts in the Everfall Park area. Shortly after the Hungry Jack's incident, patrols tracked him down to a house nearby where he was arrested but refused to be tested for alcohol. It's understood the driver ordered a soft-serve ice cream at Hungry Jack's, but when they didn't have any, he was angry and did the burnout. The driver who's been arrested is now facing multiple charges.
Oh, my God.
Now, there's an interesting human being. Yeah. What a meltdown over a soft serve.
That's crazy.
Much, really.
Yeah.
Like, just get something else. Get a slushie instead.
That's someone who's pushed to the brink.
Yeah, he's had a really bad day.
Yeah. it's so bad. Like, if I was there, I'd be like, oh, my God, that is despicable. But afterwards, you can't help but laugh because it's just so ridiculous.
Growing up, I never worked in fast food.
Yeah.
Jackson, I know you used to work at McDonald's, right? Did you experience any, like, really bad behaviour from customers?
All the time. I've actually been slushy. Do you know how people fire in the hole?
Oh, yes. This was a big thing in Caboolture back in the day.
I had an angry customer throw a vanilla milkshake at me through a drive-thru window.
Yeah. Or they'll sometimes they'll order a Coke and a soft serve. They pull up to the delivery window, they take the lid off, they put the soft serve in, they put the lid back on, they shake it, and then they throw it back in through the...
Are you serious?
Through the window.
And they film you
and it goes everywhere.
Fire in the hole. It's just a very embarrassing experience for everybody involved.
Fast food workers put up with a lot. So 13:09 this morning, we have family passes to the show for the best story. Have you witnessed a fast food meltdown and what happened?
Mm.
Extra points if it was you who had the meltdown. Like, no judging here.
You just couldn't help yourself.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're asking you, have you witnessed a fast food meltdown?
My name is...
Karen. Yeah, we've all seen that Karen out there at McDonald's, you know, giving a 14-year-old kid behind the counter grief over the order. This man over in Adelaide has caused a massive scene after he did a huge burnout. Like, I'm talking a 30 to 45-second burnout because they ran out of soft serve.
Mm.
Bit dramatic, really.
Hugely dramatic.
Did you guys work in fast food growing up?
I did at Domino's, but, you know, that says I was on the phone, so...
Much easier.
No one's really, like, using pizzas as frisbees, to be honest.
They didn't call you and, like, say that, like, wrong order stuff or any of that gear?
Yeah, but...
Very rarely, really. Interesting.
Best stories are tickets to the show, guys, today.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the phones. Katie, hey, how are you?
Morning.
Hi. Fast food meltdowns. What happened?
Well, personally, I'd like to give a shout-out to Warner's Bay McDonald's, who never get an order right ever. But anyway.
Here we go.
With those self-serve things in McDonald's, where they have to put the order in and everything, there's always people carrying on and... like slamming things down on the counter saying, I can't get this to work. And yeah, you're always seeing people going off on those things for sure.
Especially like your 24 hours Maccas, you always see very interesting things there.
Oh, drunk people for sure.
Yeah, like people going through the drive through, not in a car, you know, just pretending. That happens a lot. Thanks, Katie.
All right, we're going to Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Hey, good, thanks. Fast food meltdowns, what happened?
Mate, I've got a couple. I had my recent one was just on Friday night.
Freshie, great.
Hang on, mate.
Are you in a drive-thru right now?
Please drive safely.
No, all good. I bought a couple of pizzas, and I got them home, put them in the car, and I was like, you know, smell weird, eh? I got home, and I said to all the family, I said, smell this, doesn't smell right. And they go, nah. Then we had a bite, and it's like, tasted just dreadful. So I took it back down there. Show the owners, they try to tell me there's nothing wrong with it. They try to tell me all this spiel. I said, mate, I used to own a restaurant. I said, you're full of shit. And then I took two more home. Got home, they were just as bad. And then it was on. Went back down there again for the next time, and it was on. Then lost my shit.
Oh, Jamie, what did you do? Did you abuse the person behind the counter? Did you throw anything?
He got fully reset for being smart little 16-year-old. Instead of being, like, he could have been a bit more accommodating. But
did you feel like a man when you abused the 16-year-old kid, Jamie?
I felt like I was his father. I could put everything and smack him on the arse.
Jeez, that's full on, man. So I'm so confused, though. So the second time round, so you reckon, what, they were just using mouldy ingredients or something like that?
The cheese was real tangy and wrong, eh? Like, mozzarella has no flavour like that. That's just weird.
The problem with abusing fast food workers and then asking for a replacement, just can't trust what they're going to give you. That's been passed around the whole bloody shop. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate that.
Cheers for
tickets
that.
Tickets to the show for you, Jamie. Thanks for calling up, man. One more?
Yeah.
Leah.
Hey, Leah.
Hi, how are you going?
Great, thanks. So tell us about your fast food meltdown story.
Well, it wasn't me. I witnessed. I don't know if everyone saw the viral guy that went, didn't want to log in with a QR code with COVID on.
Yeah.
I happened to be in the restaurant when all that happened. It was pretty scary. He was just really not happy that he had to sign in.
People carry on like absolute gooses over QR codes. Like, come on.
Just do it.
It's not hard.
Yeah, exactly right. So did he end up getting kicked out?
Yes, but he got his food. That's what I couldn't understand. I still served him after his meltdown.
Kick him out hungry. That's what I say.
Yeah,
I'd still want to take his money though.
Yeah, well, that's true. Thanks, Leah. Tickets to the show, family pass, all yours. Very good. What's the gossip next, Jade?
Yeah, producer Jackson, what's on the way?
So I'm going to play you the audio of a big stack on Holy Moly. I don't know if you heard about this, but Denise Drysdale broke her shoulder.
Yeah, I did. She was off Studio 10 for like a year.
Yeah, and I've got the audio. It sounds like it hurt, but it's kind of funny at the same time. Also, to a Gaga Dog update, because of course they were returned over the weekend. I'll tell you everything they know about it so far.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What's the reason? Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's the goss?
Yes, it's What's the Goss. Oh, my goodness, I couldn't speak then. Yes, it's What's the Goss.
Have another sip.
With producer Draxon. Oh, I really am, because, look, I forgot about the other story you mentioned, but I'm so fixated on Lady Gaga and her dogs. Yeah. It was all I could talk about with everyone on the weekend. Yeah, like, everyone I was bumping into.
So they found her dogs, right? So, of course, she offered that $500,000 reward. And everyone was like, oh, they're going to hold these dogs for ransom. So police initially said that that's why they did abduct the dogs, because it was a targeted attack against a celebrity. They're now saying probably not, because this dog walker's been very vocal about the fact that he is walking Gaga's dogs for her. And he's just out and about in Hollywood leaving them. Do you see people leaving dogs tied up outside of stores?
Yeah.
That's apparently what he did for 20 minutes just before they got abducted on Hollywood Boulevard, which is incredibly busy. And these dogs are worth, like, up to $10,000 as a puppy. This is apparently very common over in LA. She is giving this woman, who's apparently unrelated to the abduction, the $500,000.
Wow.
And Gaga's dad's actually come out and said that he was still pushing for a full prosecution once they find these people.
How did she get the dogs, though?
Apparently, they were tied up in an alley miles and miles away. Yeah. It's a suspect story. But
like a tip-off sort of situation, was it? Like, your dogs are in this alley.
No, I just reckon that if it was me, and because you know how I put myself in the position of the thief's shoes?
You are a celebrity with three dogs.
No. Well, I thought to myself, if I was those people that stole the dogs unknowingly, knowing that they were Lady Gaga's dogs, and then I found out afterwards, there's no way. You'd either have to, unfortunately, do something horrible to the dogs and that there's no evidence, or do what they did, the right thing.
Call your sister up and say, hey, go take these dogs back. We'll split the $500.
I reckon they're not unassociated. You just drive as far away as you could. You'd leave the dogs hoping that someone would find them and then take them back.
Well, they're saying.
Thought through it.
Well, it just makes sense. Sorry, Jackson.
No, that's okay. I was in sort of like the same frame of mind as you, Jay, because I was like, these people are never going to let these dogs go. Like,
yeah.
They're going to do something horrible to them, get rid of the evidence, but thankfully they were tied up in an alley. So, yeah, suspect. This woman says she did just stumble across them and then she recognised them from the media reports.
Good.
So, I love how nobody is talking about the condition of the man that was shot.
Yeah, well, Gaga's what actually being heavily criticised about this because obviously she was very quick to offer this reward and people are saying, do you have any respect for your dog walker because you're offering $500,000 for a no questions asked. Now, I've got to say, if my dog was kidnapped, I'd burn the city to the ground. So I tip my hat to Lady Gaga.
I think she did a good job. She actually wrote a really nice tweet. She thanked him. She said, I'm forever thankful for you for, I think she said roughly along the lines, for fighting for our family.
Is she paying the medical bills, though?
Probably. I reckon she'll do something.
So, I'd be furious, though, if this guy's really running around Hollywood telling everybody I've got Gaga's dogs and then leaving them on the sidewalk while he buys beers, I'd be furious.
I would be, too. If honestly, I'd be like, you know what? It serves you right for getting shot.
Oh,
I know.
James, God.
Well, you know what? If it,
you're so negative.
No. I'm just saying, if it was me and I was a millionaire and I'm paying someone good money to walk my chihuahuas and he's leaving them out on the street promoting that he's got my dogs, and then they get...
He deserves to be shot four times.
You know what? You're not doing... Yeah. One shot, and you're not doing your job properly.
It serves you right is losing your job, not getting shot.
Are you okay?
Like,
that might be extreme.
Yes. But it's more than might. It is extreme.
Yeah, right, whatever. I love my dogs. What can I say?
Moving on to Holy Moly. Are you watching this show?
On and off.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not.
It's a bit of a flop, isn't it? Yeah. I didn't like it. Anyway, Channel 7's finally aired that footage of Denise Drysdale. Now, we knew that she'd injured herself on the set of Holy Moly.
Mm.
We didn't know how hilarious it would be. So she was actually chasing one of the dress-up mascots.
Oh.
Take a listen.
Give us your little furry hand.
Oh! Ouch! That doesn't look good at all.
My goodness.
What happened?
But it doesn't look like she's going to be able to continue in this competition.
No, she wasn't.
Poor Denise Drysdale. Yeah. This was filmed like almost a year ago. And she's, of course, on Studio 10. She only got back onto the show like last week.
Oh, poor thing.
Poor old thing in her brittle bones.
That happens when you're 72 years of age, though. Got to be careful.
It's why do old people chase people and say, give me your hand. Don't do it.
Also, she was saying, give me your furry something.
Give me your furry hands. That sounded a bit sinister, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Denise, this is a PG show.
Oh, dear. Thank you, Jackson.
Great goss. I love that.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 from Jay Jackson. Yeah,
Lady Gaga was included. You got her tick of approval.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, guys, next I have a story for you of international espionage. Now, this is a country that we know very well and talk about a fair bit on this show. North Korea have been caught out trying to spy on a company and steal secrets to a COVID-19 vaccine.
Hang on, I've got to do it.
Right, so, but this is only one example of this. Apparently, there's been a whole bunch of stuff around fake vaccines, fake COVID tests, hacking big companies.
OMG.
There is so much to this. We're going to get into it in just a minute. It's fascinating.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now, Crevo is taking us over to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Yeah, so North Korea, look, they're, of course, one of the poorer countries in the world, but they have a very advanced government cyber division, right? So I've actually seen footage of the building that this is because that, like, one of these people, like, went on YouTube and did secret video of it. It's incredible. It looks like something that the FBI might have, but in a really budget building.
Do you know what? If they ever freed North Korea... those guys in that cyber lab would be wanted in every single IT organization in the entire world because they'd be fantastic at their jobs, I reckon.
I reckon Russia would just take them.
Yeah.
They'd be very interested. Funny you mentioned Russia. Anyway, that comes up a little later in this story because back in November, Microsoft has said that 9 health organizations, including Pfizer, which is one of the big ones that's been targeted, have been targeted by state-backed organizations in North Korea and Russia.
Ooh.
So basically what that's saying is North Korea and Russia trying to hack into Pfizer and steal all the vaccine secrets.
I mean,
that's terrible.
It is terrible, but I mean, we know nothing about the COVID-19 situation in North Korea.
Or really Russia.
Well, North Korea claims they have 0 cases, right?
They claim a lot, though.
But they also have ordered 2 million doses of vaccines. So there's a little bit of uncertainty about what's going on there.
What worries me there is that Russia has been giving vaccines, I believe, to its citizens.
Well, they developed one of their own to begin with. Like, they were one of the first countries to approve, and I say that word loosely.
Which is concerning if they're still trying to steal
Pfizer's vaccine secrets.
Well, it's obviously ineffective.
Now,
I know that there's poor citizens. They'll get mutations or something.
It said in North Korea, the groups that were trying to hack into these places were dubbed Zinc and Cerium, which sound, you know, quietly unnerving, and a Russian group nicknamed Fancy Bear, which sounds a lot more innocent, were responsible for the hacks. Now, the Kremlin, they've, of course, denied targeting other countries' vaccine research. North Korea, they didn't even bother denying it, right? They just roll with whatever because they don't care what anyone else in the world thinks of them.
Do you know what? Honestly, though, if it helps the people of North Korea, then take the recipe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but my concern
is... The big loser here is big pharmaceutical. That's
it. Who are still going to get a lot of money from every other law-abiding country.
I hear what you're saying, but my concern is they won't be able to make it properly, you know?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, it's very complicated and difficult to make something like a vaccine.
They've got smart people in North Korea,
That's
too.
That's very true. It's not a packet mix, Kate.
Yeah, it's not chuck a couple of eggs and put it in the microwave.
They'll work it out. They've got scientists, guys.
Many of the break-in attempts have failed, but apparently some have been successful, and they're saying that a lot of those were from North Korea. But it's not the only place that's been doing the crazy stuff with vaccines and stuff. Over in China, they've just cracked what they're calling a COVID-19 vaccine crime ring, where they found 3,000 doses. You know, the little jars that you like stick the needle
vials.
In, the vials. Apparently, they were all just full of saline solution. But they were labeled as vaccines. So there's just a bit of salt water in there,
That's
basically.
Messed up, hey.
And they're selling that as vaccines. Can you imagine, right, in a place like China where, you know, that sort of thing, the vaccine, very, very sought after, right? Mm. The elite are trying to get their hands on that quickly, and then someone goes, hey, I've got some for sale. You can imagine how tempting that would be.
Isn't it sad that this is even a thing?
Yeah, I know.
It's huge. A fake testing has become a big thing as well.
Just quietly, though, my cousin lives in China, and I believe he's doing okay. So, like, he's one of the lucky ones over there at the moment. He's, a little bit further outside China. But,
outside a big city, you mean?
Yeah, one of the cap cities. Yeah. He still lives in the mountains, but I think he's lucky that he's out there.
I've heard this story before. Why is he in China?
So my cousin, he went to China to learn, teach English.
Yeah, right.
And he met a Chinese girl there, obviously, in China. And so they got married, and they have a baby, and apparently, I haven't seen the pictures, but they FaceTimed my family the other week with everything, and apparently it's the cutest baby you've ever seen.
Wow.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because it's half Chinese, half Australian, and it's super cute.
No Dear Leaders miracle juice for him yet.
No,
but apparently we don't think he's coming back because I don't think China's let him come back to Australia.
Hi,
that's a big difference. But he's safe from COVID.
Is he?
Well, yeah, we don't think they're going to let him leave.
What?
I know, it's random. It's a whole family, it's a conspiracy within the family, but he's doing okay in terms of COVID-19.
He's just a prisoner.
Yeah.
What? I'm never going to China. Let me just say that much for free.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like that was the way more interesting story.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, sorry.
Jade has a secret prisoner cousin in China. Why are we not talking about that all the time?
Sorry.
Birthday Lotto up next. Yes. New FM. We have $625 up for grabs today. We pick a month at random. If you were born in that month, we spin the birthday balls. And if your birthday comes out, you win the cash. And we are looking for...
March.
Okay, 13-10-09. We'll take your calls next. New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is...
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's...
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, $625 up for grabs today. Very easy. All you need is a birthday to play. We'll spin the birthday balls. If you were born in March and your number comes out, you win the money, guys.
That's right. Very simple, and it's time to meet Susan. She's a grandmother into golf and believes in ghosts but has never seen one. Wants to spend the money on herself.
Good
on you.
Nice. Hey, Susan. Hello.
Hi, how is it going?
Yeah,
hey,
really well, cool. Thank you. So what would you splash the cash on? So obviously yourself, but do you have your eye on a piece of jewellery maybe?
I don't know, maybe a nice new expensive handbag.
Oh, I like that.
You're a handbag girl. How many do you have?
Oh, look, not that many. I tend to get a favourite and stick with it, but yeah, one of my favourites broke not long ago, so maybe replace it.
Oh, that would be perfect. $625.
Yeah, I'm sending all the good vibes your way, Susan. Here we go.
Thank you.
Those balls, Jade.
All right, here we go.
Grab it out.
Oop. All right, I've pulled out the 23rd of March.
No. Lucky 13, you should have got Jade.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Do you have any... Oh, do you know what? I keep doing this, but we're going to send you along to the show. You and the grandkids can go. Family pass, all yours, okay?
Oh, thank you, say that.
That's all right.
Great.
Oh, you're no welcome. Worries. Thanks, Susan.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome!
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
My little white ass out there.
Hey, Gary, Jade's intrigued. Are you into married women? Yeah, we'll leave it there.
It's weird that Jade was licking her lips there.
Yeah.
Why, Jade?
Good on him. I like a little bit of action in a car.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
Oh, guys. One of my friends I was chatting to, Cindy, she was saying how she's got a bit of a problem. She's not sure if she's doing the right thing.
A bit of a problem. Here we go.
Sin called me and she was just like, oh, my neighbour's got a new puppy.
What's her name? Sin?
Cindy. Sin.
Oh, it's Sin.
That was my thing. I'd be your sister called Sin. I'd be like,
Devil's
hey,
spawn.
No, hey, Sin. No, it's just, I don't know, call her Sin. Always have. But Cindy anyway. But anyway, I was chatting to Sin and she said to me, oh, I've got a problem. My neighbour's got a new puppy and it's adorable. I love it to death. It's a little sausage dog, but oh my God, it's been barking. So she went and got one of those ultrasonic dog barking devices because I told her how good they were. And I said, I've used them with my chihuahuas when they're puppies. I like to put the ultrasonic birdhouse on. So basically it looks like a birdhouse. You turn it on and when a dog barks, it sends out this ultrasonic high pitch noise that only the dogs can hear. And I've used it with my cheese in the past and it's perfect. So I told her about this a couple of weeks ago. So she ordered one online. I didn't know this. And so she set it up next to the fence where her neighbor's dog is. So she turns it on so like the minimizes the dog's barking when she's home.
So she's causing their dog not to bark. And she hasn't told them about it.
No.
She set up a secret like defense ray thing.
Yeah. And I sort of feel bad because obviously I gave her, I didn't tell her to do it, but I gave her the idea.
What if the dog has issues?
What do you mean?
Like, what if it, you know, can't take the sound and your neighbour...
Oh, you can. I think you can. But anyway, on 13.10.09...
Because you're a dog and you can hear it. Please.
Oh, well, if it stops so the dog cruel. From barking. No, it's better than electric, those electric collars.
Oh, for someone who loves animals, you really embrace the...
Well, it doesn't hurt the dog.
Mean like, tactics. Jeez.
Well, I said to her that that's worked for me in the past. So she's gone and done this. And she said it has minimized the barking. She's a lot happier.
A lot less
so
annoying.
I think it's going to solve the problem down the track. But she said, you know, I love it, but it's so annoying. So we want to know on 13.10.09, do you have any annoying animals in your street? Could it be a rooster? I don't know.
That's the great thing about apartment living. You don't have to deal with any of that.
Well, I don't know. Cats meow a lot. My girlfriend, she has a deaf cat, Jess. And when you have a deaf cat, they meow a lot more. Because and so she lives in an apartment, and I know she's had issues from her neighbour would like knock on the wall every now
Make
and again.
That cat be quiet, that sort of gear.
So yeah. Question, here's like some self-awareness for both of you pet owners. Have you ever thought to yourselves that maybe your pets are the annoying pets on the street? You've got three, Jade, so I hear them when you get home. It's a chorus.
You know what? I actually check in with my neighbours and make sure everything's all good, and they said, no, they're fine.
Okay. Now, 13.10.09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13.10.09 this morning. Do you have an annoying animal in your street?
Yeah, this is all because my girlfriend, Sin, she has a neighbour.
I can't get over the name.
Sin.
That's a terrible name.
Cindy. It's short for anyway.
Moving
Cindy,
on.
Cindy, yeah. Her neighbour got a sausage dog, a little puppy. She adores it. It's super cute. And so it's barking, though, all the time.
Incessantly.
So I told her about this device that I've actually used for my cheese. It works perfectly. It looks like a birdhouse. And it's an ultrasonic anti-dog barking device. So it takes a 9-volt battery, you put it in, turn it on, and when the dog barks, it emits this high-pitched frequency.
Very cruel.
It's not. It doesn't harm them.
I'm a so-called animal lover.
Anyway,
shame.
I told her about it. So shame. A couple of weeks ago, she called me the other night. She's like, oh, my God, I ordered one of those ultrasonic houses you told me about. I said, oh, I didn't think you were actually going to do it. She's like, yeah, I put it near the fence and it's minimized the barking of the puppy. I was like, oh, cool.
There she goes. Let's go to Heather out at Warners Bay today. Hey, Heather, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you this morning.
Good, thank you. Oh, Tell us about the annoying animal in the streets.
Oh, where I used to live, I used to have this cat next door, and I'm not a very big cat fan to start with. And I woke up in the middle of the night one night, and it sounded like somebody was trying to cut their way through the fly screens. And I ended up finding out the hard way that it was the next door neighbor's cat. He used to love to clean its claws or whatever it did, sharpen its claws on my fly screens outside my bedroom window in the middle of the night.
Has it ruined them?
It shredded them.
Oh, Heather.
I was just terrified. I thought there was somebody trying to break into the house in the middle of the night, and it's this stupid cat trying to clean its claws on my fly screen.
How frightening. And so were you in a rental or did you own it?
Jake.
No, that was a rental.
Oh, that's devastating. I hope the neighbours paid for that because...
Otherwise, you'll be charged.
You'll be charged and you'll have to pay for the new fly screens.
Oh, no, that part didn't bother me. As soon as I found out that it wasn't actually somebody coming in the window trying to kill me
then
in the middle of the night.
That's always a relief, isn't it?
Well, that's why she was frightened, Maddie.
So,
it was terrifying.
What did you say to your neighbour? Did you get revenge or...
Oh, I had a bit of a chat with them and I said, you want to get a new little claw thing that they can get their claws on in the daytime rather than my fly screens at 2:00 in the morning.
That's very measured response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's be honest,
okay,
Heather.
That?
The cat was never seen again, was it?
Come here, puss, puss, puss.
It runs really, really fast in the driveway, I'll just say that.
Aww. Heather, you poor thing.
Oh, sadistic. I love it, Heather. Tickets to the show are yours.
Let's go to Sam. How's Redhead this morning?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Sam. How's Redhead this morning?
Pretty good.
Nice one, nice one. Tell us about the annoying pet in your street or animal.
Well, I have annoying pets.
Uh-oh, what's the deal?
I have two bull massive cross ridgebacks. They have big butts.
No, not big butts,
one off at something, and so then I end up having two big dogs barking.
Oh, my God.
Through the night, someone else's dog will set off my dog, so midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, they could be running out the back, barking, and I have to get up and like, get inside. I actually have one of those ultrasonic buzzers.
Yeah, does it work for you?
It does, but sometimes when they're barking, I just sit there and go, press, 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 press.
Oh, my God.
And they eventually stop.
Yeah.
So they do work. But I've had a citronella barking collar.
Oh, yeah? How was that one?
My dog was absolutely petrified of it.
Yeah.
Even pulling it out, he would run. He was that scared of it that we were just like, nah. He'd jump on the lounge, he'd jump over. We have baby gates, he'd jump over them.
Jeez.
He's really scared of it. When the buzzer, he's just like, he'll bark, but he'll look at me and he'll bark and it slowly gets his attention.
Yeah, my sister Sam, she had a cattle dog and she had one of those electric, electric shock collars.
Yes.
But the thing is, it knew as soon as they were on, they wouldn't bark, but as soon as the collars came off, because you can't keep them on all the time, they'd start barking straight away. So I reckon those ultrasonic ones are the way to go.
Thanks, Sam. I tell you what, I think this is a different phoner. 13109, what's your pet torture device of choice?
No, how to stop your dogs barking.
Just quiet. It sounds like Sam's dogs own the house.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you may have a problem there, Sam.
Sam's just a tenant that has to pay rent to the dogs.
Tickets to the show for you, Sam. We've got another Sam. Sam 2, hello.
Hi, it's like a Samathon.
Samathon.
Hey, Sam, do you own the annoying pet or is it somebody in your street?
No, it's someone in our street. We have a random goat that comes over and he...
A goat?
A grass, yeah.
Wow. You don't hear that every day.
Is it eating other plants as well?
No, he just loves the grass around the tree. So he's just going and grabbing them. But the thing is, my kids are absolutely petrified of this goat. So I'm running around trying to get rid of this goat. And I remember how scary they are. They're going to charge at you a little bit. So
yeah, they do.
Let's just leave you there and put the kids inside.
What Muppet is letting their goat run the streets?
I know.
Like, come on, where do you live, Sam?
In Chiralba.
Oh, right. Still. Like, you don't expect to see a goat in your front yard. Like, put it, lock it
so
up.
So do you know which house the goat belongs to, or?
Is it a mystery?
No. No, it's just random.
Well, if you own a goat in Chiralba and you're listening to this right now.
Lock it up.
Put it away. Or sell it to an Indian restaurant, a nice goat curry.
Oh, no.
even Sam Matty, Foo doesn't agree with that.
You know what?
I like goat curry.
Sam, I'm going to ring the shame bell for Maddie for that comment for you, okay?
Thank you.
Sam doesn't want the goat. It's scaring her kids.
Yeah, she doesn't want to eat it, though, see it die.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you,
Tickets
Sam.
To the show, all yours.
That conversation did not go how I expected it.
Well, what did you expect? I mean, love it or loathe it, up next, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. And, guys, we're talking going shopping with friends today.
Oh,
quite the experience on Friday. I prefer not to relive it. I'll tell you more next. New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we started talking about this song during the song because we're like, this feels a little out of place. I don't know why. Just a bit.
No, well, I buzzed through to our new newsreader, Maddie, and I was like, oh, my God, this is whack. Apparently you're a fan.
Look, I don't listen to them all the time, but I can get into a couple of big Audio Dynamite songs.
Yay!
I was a Clash fan, and so they got members of the Clash in the band. And, yeah, I mean, that song also samples the Clash. It's just, part of it appeals to me.
So
I like it too, because these guys are like it's not modern enough.
Real talk, Maddie, is it in your, do you have any big Audio Dynamite songs in like your Spotify playlists?
I don't. Although
that's okay.
Yeah.
But you hear it and you go, oh yeah.
It's
yeah,
a good tune. That's the bop at the end is good.
Yeah.
The really? Bop.
Although I can definitely be on board with it being feeling a little out of place, but I'm here. I'm vibing.
Thank you.
That's all that matters. Love it or loathe it time right now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it.
it. Love it.
Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topics, guys. Very specific one today, and that is going shopping for bras. Love it or
love it. 3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Love it.
Question, Crevo. Does it happen often with you?
I don't think I've ever done it or joined anyone doing it.
So Emmy's never dragged you along, or you've been walking past, you know, I don't know, Meyer or somewhere, and Emmy's like, I've just got to duck in here and get a bra. Do you mind?
Coming along. Yeah. No, never happened.
Wow.
I'm pretty cut, actually, okay, after my experience on Friday. So
what happened to you? Because I love it. I think it's fun shopping for bras when you know what you're looking
Jade
for.
Jade coaxed me into going to Spotlight with her. She failed to tell me that we were stopping in at Harris Scarf, which sells bras. Now, as a gay man, I feel like in life I've escaped going shopping for bras with women. Never had to do it.
Well, as a straight man, I've never had to either.
And let me tell you right now, I feel for all of you men out there who have had to go shopping with a woman for bras. What a mundane experience.
I'm just training you. You would have made a great straight man. Because
no,
you're so
never again.
You're very moldable. Because I take Ben like has
really?
Come with me occasionally.
You take him along?
Not that I go out. I don't wake up and go, I'm going bra shopping today.
What crime does he have to do to get that punishment?
Nothing. Even a punish. It's just like if we're out and I go, oh, awesome, there's 45% or 30% off Burley bras or Triumph, I'll go, that is an offer I can't resist. I need to, because bras are expensive.
I'm putting it out there.
$69.95 for the ones that I like.
I'm putting it out there. If you're a man and you're forced to go bra shopping, I feel like you've lost the pants in the relationship.
And you've done a crime.
Well, Maddie,
you really have. I'll never, ever go shopping with you, period.
He was great. No, you were great.
I've heard that so many times from you, Maddie.
And you know what?
I always end up shopping with
Jade. 50 minutes of Jade looking for a 10 double D. I was like, what's the difference between a 10 double D and a 12 double D?
Maddie ended up joining in. He was there. He was going through all the bras.
I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Don't lie. He doesn't want to admit it on air. But you were so good. And then I finally got a couple. I was like, quick,
clicking through them.
Get whatever 10 double D's you can find. And I went to the change rooms, and he was standing outside the door chatting to me whilst I was trying them on.
Do you know what? I actually felt like the biggest perv. Like standing in the middle of the bra section. Even worse when Jade was in the change room, and there was like this old woman that popped out, and I thought, oh.
But
Grandma
we
Betty has no idea. She gave me the weirdest look.
Because it's one thing for a guy to be sat on the boyfriend's seat.
There was no
boyfriend's
seat, no.
In that kind of department. But for you to be flicking through them, it's a whole nother
story. No, she said,
I was proud of you.
No, Jay said, help me find your signs. Never again, doll.
Was there a big discount table, like a big mountain?
No, it was just, to be honest, it was only 25% off. But the thing is,
surprisingly, Jade buys expensive bras. Now, anything else in life, budget.
You
can't skimp
out on bras. Like, especially if you've got, you're bigger breasted, you need good support.
I know the size now, 10 double D.
We're told everyone. And that,
you tell everyone,
you know what,
that you've got 10 double Ds. Who are you kidding?
You know what? I shouldn't be ashamed to say that out loud. Well, what's wrong with being proud of my size as a woman? Nothing.
No, I'm just never going shopping with you again. Never again. There's always a hint.
You know how many times you've said that?
So many.
It's like, I'm never drinking again.
You offer him a zinger.
Following weekend, you're back on it.
You offer him a zinger burger meal.
It's always back to the
cruise,
isn't it? Yeah, no, do you know what?
There's always I'm on a diet. Next week comes around. Jake, can we please go to KFC on the way home?
There's always a hidden agenda with you, and I'm sick of it. Do you know what, Crevo? You get away with murder on this show.
What do
you
mean?
You really do. When's the last time that you put effort in and went with Jade somewhere?
Why would I go brash?
Because
I can't think of anything worse.
Yeah. Yeah, but you seem to worm your way out of it like the Slytherin you are.
Hey.
I'm busy today.
Yeah.
I'm busy, always busy.
Why would I want to go shopping for bras with Jade? I can't think of anything worse.
It's true. He hates
You're wearing it today.
I am,
happy with your purchase?
Does it feel good?
Look at it. Look at my titties.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. 105 minutes commercial free. Music is coming up after 9 with Jackson. Good morning.
Yo. Keith Urban and Pink.
That's a song.
Out. Keith Urban's still banging on about that assault at the Opera House. I don't know if you've seen in the news over the weekend, but he was describing the, in quotation marks, the violence.
Oh.
I mean, they got swatted with a program. Calm down.
Get over it, Keith. Big stars. You can't say much to them.
No. Kylie Minogue is coming up as well.
Oh,
and also too.
Oh, yes.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, what a 40 minutes coming up.
What a 40
minutes. Oh, I mean 105 minutes. But technically, totally that's all coming up within the next 40.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's all part
this
of
is
it.
True. Hey, we're doing our show, Blitz, next, Crevo.
Yeah, 1,000 tickets to be given away here at New FM. It's the biggest ticket giveaway in the whole of Newcastle ever. For show tickets.
Absolutely. 1,000 all this week. It continues. Taking your calls if you want some.
Yeah, we're doing a ticket.
Giving away heaps up next.
We're not making you jump through any hoops either. Just call and win, essentially.
Simple, simple, simple. Win, win, win. New FM. They're the things to remember.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
You won't find a show like this on Netflix. The Show. March 5 to 7. Grab your tickets at newcastleshow.com.au. Newcastle's biggest ever show ticket giveaway. 1,000 tickets to the show on UFM.
Tickets, tickets, free tickets, 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 free tickets.
Free? Did
That's
you say free?
Away.
I said free, did
as
you?
As many as we can. Heaps of family passes. A total of 1,000 tickets.
That's so many.
That
where
is
do
a
you
lot.
Even keep all those?
I don't know.
The ticket room. That's where. That's right. It's March 5th, 6th and 7th. And UFM, the home of the most free tickets in the Hunter.
1,000 free tickets, free.
It's amazing.
How many?
Right?
What's with you guys? Is this an in joke that I don't understand?
Nah. We just give
just
it,
banter, Jay.
Can you not get excited about giving away 1,000 free tickets?
I'm more
kidding?
Excited about what's happening at the show. It's great that they're free and we're giving them away.
1,000.
You know, the Demolition Derby, the show bags, the rise. I can just smell the fairy floss in the air right now. We're going to Rebecca. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations. Hello. You've got a family pass.
Woo-hoo! Thank you.
You're welcome. You're taking the kids along?
I am. I've got three little girls. They're going to be so excited.
Oh, Jade, yay. Had a look at the show bags.
Oh,
I can't wait.
What's a good show bag for a little girl?
The Curly Whirly show bag looked amazing. Also, the Birdie Beetle show bag.
I'm hoping there's like a little bluey bag or something like that.
There might be. Do you want me to, I'll quickly check right now online. Bluey, there's Back to the Future, Harry Potter. There's a Brain Buster show bag. Oh, there's so many Cadbury show bags. Chocoholics.
Spoilt for choice.
You're going to love it.
You guys are amazing.
No, that's okay. Honestly, thank you. And I'm glad the kids are good. There's a Baby Shark show bag.
Oh, they'll love that. She's a little 3-year-old. She'll love it.
There is a Bluey one. I found it. The Bluey show bag is available.
Oh, yay!
There you go.
I'm so excited.
Good job.
Good on you, Rebecca. Let's go to Nicole. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Excellent. You've got a family pass to the show.
Woo!
There you go. How many kids do you have, Nicole?
Two.
Two. Very good. Perfect. Enjoy that. It's going to be fantastic. Let's take another one. Going to Alicia this morning. Hey, Alicia.
Hi. How you going?
Hey, going well, thank you. You've got a family pass coming your way. 1,000 tickets to the show. Oh, good.
You're welcome.
How many kids do you have?
Three boys.
Oh, my God. Hey, do you know what? I'm still on the show bag page from when we just spoke to our last caller. There's some really cool ones here for boys. There's a Hot Wheels show bag, How to Train Your Dragon. I loved that movie.
They love that. Those kinds of things.
Oh, my God. There's
stuff.
A magician
Enjoy.
Show bag.
Do you want to go through all of them? One to 200.
Jade's doing a show bag show.
Oh, this is so cool.
Do you know what you should do, Jade?
What?
You'd be perfect at doing a show bag review.
Oh, that would be cool if we could.
Put the idea in her head.
Yeah.
A birthday lotto up next. The winning continues.
It does.
625 up for grabs, Jade.
So this is where we pick a month at random. If we get your birth month, you need to call the show on 13 10 09. The first through gets to spin our birthday balls, and hopefully we pull out your birth date and you get the cash.
We're looking for February.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Oof. I reckon everyone loves doing that in the car.
Do it again.
Oof. It's so good. I could just imagine the kids in the car doing that. Anyway, we are playing birthday lotto. The half an hour giveaway continues. Hopefully, someone will walk away with $625. So, we're after anyone who was born in February to call on 13 10 09 to play.
That's right. Let's go to Kira, guys. She's out of Curry. She's on the school run. Criminal Minds is her favourite TV show. Now, the first thing she would do with this cash is get a tattoo. Oh. Three words that describe her life are crazy, unpredictable, and amazing. Hey, Kira, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So what tattoo would you get?
I'm booked in to get a Sacred Heart Flush tattoo in May.
Oh, wow.
Where are you getting it?
Morningstar tattoo in Velbert.
Oh, no, like on your body.
On my leg.
Oh, cool.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, well, let's try and win you this money this morning. Jade's spinning the balls.
Here we go.
They're popping around.
I was trying to Google what a Sacred Heart tattoo looked like. All right, so I hope you're born on the 17th of February.
No.
By a day off or?
For the 21st.
Oh, bummer.
You know what I'm going to do, Kira? Family pass to the show. Can't help myself or yours.
Hey, at least you walk away with something.
Thank you so much. My kids will love it.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Good stuff. Appreciate that. Thank you for calling. $650 it's worth tomorrow, guys. Fantastic. That's us done Monday. Hope you enjoy your day, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Up to anything special. Jade's already tried to get me to go shopping with her.
Oh, you guys going shopping together?
No. I was going to go visit my husband at work, and I thought, Maddie, you might want to come along for lunch.
Come along for the ride for a free lunch.
But no, today is wedding celebrant day, so I've got to do some studying today.
But are you going to take Maddie for lunch and maybe go for shopping?
No, I'm broke. I bought Maddie too many lunches in the last week.
Also, just an update, she didn't take me to Carl's Jr. She took me to McDonald's on Friday.
Yeah, and you know what? We witnessed a car crash.
Yeah, it was awful.
So we were coming out of the new Bennett's Green Home Centre there, and so we're sitting at the traffic lights, and this van collided with a four-wheel drive. The four-wheel drive's wheels came off and everything. It was full
and
on.
The wheel came off.
Pretty hard.
And it rolled all the way almost into in front of my vehicle. It was bloody intense.
Totally ripped the wheel off.
That's crazy.
Both cars total right off. And I hate it when I see that. They seem to be okay.
Yeah, a lot of people stopped, and actually it was good to see the community stopping and making sure everyone was okay.
What a waste of car. You know, like, written off cars. Well, it's quite a dangerous intersection there. It's like when, as you come out of Harvey Norman at Bennett's Green,
and also,
the new Homemakers Centre. So.
Yeah. But anyway, everyone seemed to be okay. But geez, it was horrible to witness. It's this big crash too. And I had I jumped because I was in the driver's seat and I thought someone had crashed behind me or into me for a split second. And then I just saw everything unfold. It was intense.
Yeah, it sure was. Well, enjoy your day. Jackson's in next with 105 commercial free. Hello.
Good morning.
Shawnee, my boy.
A bit of Shawnee Mendez and Camila Cabello. Credit to them. I always can them, but they've really lasted as a couple.
Yeah.
So that's a bit cute.
Nah.
I love them.
I still think fake relationship.
You must be paying well.
I'm loving Tate McRae at the moment.
I know, right?
Was it Tate McRae?
You got McRae. It.
I'm going to Google her real quick.
Song's to you, Jay. You broke me first.
Glorious.
Glorious
and Macklemore.
Good stuff. Nice. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, your official at-work station. And don't forget, keep it here on UFM all day for 1,000 tickets to the show. It continues. Bye.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.